Good morning. That high pressure center that's been dominating our weather over the last several days, going back to last week, continues to hang on as it is centered over northern New England. It's producing another cool start to the day across interior New York and New England, with many locations back into the 40s and others in the lower 50s. But it is comfortable otherwise, and with a good amount of sun, thanks to that high pressure center, we'll have a quick turnaround this morning, and temperatures will climb back through the 50s and 60s, eventually reaching afternoon highs in the lower and middle 70s. That high will drift off the eastern seaboard and open the door for a tropical system to work its way up the coast. It is currently situated just offshore from northern Florida. The system is only gaining strength now, and it looks like it'll track well enough off the northeast coast to just produce some clouds across interior New York and New England for the second half of the day tomorrow night, and into the day on Wednesday. Otherwise, the high pressure center will keep it dry around here, and it looks like tonight's lows will be back into the upper 40s and lower 50s again, and with a mix of sun and clouds tomorrow, lower to mid 70s. After that system departs on Wednesday, we'll have increasing sunshine during the afternoon, and temperatures will be back into the mid 70s. The next front, currently over the Midwest, will finally make its way toward us on Thursday. That's our next chance of rain, showers, and thunderstorms around here, with temperatures managing to get back into the middle and upper 70s. Decidedly cooler behind that front, though, a real autumn-like feel on Friday. We'll have a bunch of sunshine, but a stiff northwesterly breeze will keep high temperatures in the mid-60s to round out the work week. A nice rebound for the weekend, with mostly sunny back into the 70s Saturday, and mid-70s with a chance of a shower on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, Tropical Storm Harvey continues to be a slow mover given the weak steering currents. As a result, very little motion has been evident during the past couple of days as it spins west of Houston, Texas. Spiral bands of convection both near the center itself as well as on the perimeter will remain foci for extremely heavy rainfall. As an expansive area of southeast Texas has seen 20 to 30 inches of rain due to Harvey, the grounds are beyond saturation, leading to abundant runoff. Consequently, life-threatening flash floods continue to remain possible with any additional heavy rainfall. The threat will continue to expand eastward in time into southwestern Louisiana as Harvey drifts toward the upper Texas coast. Additionally, as is common with any tropical circulation, brief tornadoes may form anywhere from Galveston eastward just to south of New Orleans, Louisiana. While much of the nation focuses on the impacts from Harvey, a potential tropical cyclone is likely to form over the coastal waters of Georgia. The current forecast track takes the circulation east-northeastward, generally grazing the outer banks of North Carolina. The close proximity to the coastal Carolinas will lead to heavy rainfall, gusty winds, and rough seas in the Atlantic. During the next couple of days, expected rainfall amounts will range from 3 to 5 inches from Myrtle Beach up to the Outer Banks. A tropical storm watch is in effect. Elsewhere, broad ridging extending across the western United States will bring a widespread heat wave to the region. Highs between 105 and 110 degrees are likely over the interior central valleys of California, with mid to upper 90s in the central Great Basin and eastern Oregon and Washington. Heat advisories and excessive heat warnings have been issued. At Mount Washington this morning, 50 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 37 degrees with an east wind at 8 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 31 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny skies and 51 degrees, the dew point 49, 92% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.31 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 123 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 32 at Saranac Lake, New York. For those traveling across the Northeast today, sunny in New York City, upper 70s, Boston sunny, lower 70s, and partly sunny in Buffalo in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 75 degrees, the low, 49, the average temperature, 62, that's 6 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 31.80 inches for the year. The average high temperature in Albany today, 78 degrees. The average low, 58. The record high, 98, set in 1948. And the record low, 42, in 1982. Sunrise this morning was at 6:16 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:36 p.m. 13 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, with highs in the lower 70s today, partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, with highs in the mid to upper 70s today, and partly cloudy skies tonight, with lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny skies today with high temperatures in the lower to mid 70s. Partly cloudy tonight in the upper 40s to around 50. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny and pleasant today with highs in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, comfortable, lower to mid-70s. Clouds Wednesday morning, giving way to increasing sunshine, mid-70s. A few scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm Thursday, otherwise partly sunny, mid to upper 70s. Mostly sunny, breezy, and cooler on Friday, mid-60s. Mostly sunny, back into the 70s Saturday, and the chance of a shower Sunday, otherwise partly sunny, in the mid-70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.